Good morning and welcome. Around our house, we occasionally hear statements like, "I never get to sit there," or "I always have to give in," or "I'll never get done with this job," or "Why do I always have to wait?" Well, we're like most parents. We have our stock answers for those kinds of statements. We say stuff like, "Yes, you do. You just sat there yesterday." Or, "No, you don't always have to give in." Or if we're feeling particularly witty, we might say, "Oh, yes, you will. It may take a year, but you'll get done." Or, "You don't always have to wait, only 89.9% of the time." Well, you know, we adults do this kind of stuff too. You think about it, we say stuff like, "It seems like I'll never get a break." Or, "It feels like I've been on this project forever." Well, the truth is that very few of our always never statements about ourselves that we make, or the feelings that we have about our circumstances, are accurate. Most of those statements only apply to God. And this morning I'd like to focus our attention on just a few of the infinite characteristics of God. I'm going to start by reading Hebrews 1 through 8. I'm sorry, 1, 8 through 12. And you're welcome to turn to that. Some of these others will go fairly fast, but you can turn to this first one. Hebrews 1, 8 to 12. Verse 8. "But to the Son he says, 'Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions.'" By the way, these quotes in here are from the Psalms. The Hebrew writer is quoting from the Psalms. "And," verse 10, "and you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail." I'd like to read Romans 11, 33 to 36. "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor, or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen." Let's turn to number 107 in your hymn books. I'd like to highlight just a few of the phrases in here, that terms and phrases that refer to this. Number 107, "Immortal, invisible." "Immortal, invisible, God only wise." The last phrase, that first verse, "Almighty." Second stanza, "Unresting, unhasting." Second phrase, "Nor wanting." God is never in need of anything. Third phrase, thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Shane, would you lead us in this song, please?
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the ancient of days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains, thy soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest,
blossom and flourish like leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but naught changeth thee. And now, Ephesians 3, 14 to 19. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, and listen to this, he's grappling with it and he's struggling with communicating this, don't we all? And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. You catch that? We're supposed to try to grasp this, but it's beyond knowledge. How do we describe the love of God? That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now, isn't that an interesting paradox as well, that we can be filled with the fullness of God? Let's turn now to 291. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. This one is just an endless stream of superlatives. Stanza one, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free. Underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love. Look at the second phrase of the second stanza, how he loveth, ever loveth, changeth never, nevermore. Last stanza, oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, love of every love, the best. Shane, you want to lead us in this song now, too? Next two verses in Ephesians 3, the last two verses of that chapter. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. According to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now turn to number 91. We'll sing the first and last stanzas here to wrap up our opening time. Great is the Lord, our mighty God, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable, above all glory raised. Second stanza, second line of the third stanza, of thy great goodness they shall sing and perfect righteousness. And again, the last line, his wrath is ever slow to rise, unbounded is his love. Shane?
Yeah.
Let's kneel for prayer.
We have no way, Holy God, of ever wrapping our minds around your fullness. In fact, Paul tells us somewhere that we will spend all eternity trying to plumb the depths of your richness. We will never get it all, Lord. That's how infinite you are. That's how magnificently immeasurable you are, and we bless you for that. Lord, I really think that if we can somehow keep this in perspective, it will make both our triumphs and our failures, our struggles and our successes, it'll bring those down to size. And we want that. We want to have you in the center of our vision and have everything else in the periphery. We want to have all parts of our life in proper perspective and proper size. So guide us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit as we worship you today, as we scratch the surface just a little more of your greatness and your magnitude. In Jesus' name, amen.